The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
It's freezing here because it's fall time.
I couldn't possibly be less warm.
Ooh, it's a chilly Ooh. Amount of degrees outside with crunchy falling leaves
September
everywhere. It's September. Fall it's fall time, and this
is soon upon us.
Is Two Chunks, and I'm Jordan,
and also me,
and I'm here.
I'm Doge, and. Today's joke comes from us, comes to us courtesy of womansday.com.
I forget every week that you do.
That this. I do a funny joke?
Mm-hmm. Woman's Day?
Womansday.com.
Not Women's Day.
W-U-M-M-I-N-S?
Yeah, woman's? No, that's, you got it. Perfect. What's the biggest fall phenomenon in Australia? You guys aren't even ready. This is gonna crack you up. What is the biggest fall phenomenon in Australia?
Want to know. It's going to be a pun. Don't know. I got nothing.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
The biggest fall phenomenon in
the
Australia.
Phenomenon. The coral leaves. The great coral leaves.
That's not bad, actually. That's not bad. Biggest fall phenomenon. What's a big fall phenomenon in general that we could even start the puns from? Pumpkin spice latte.
Crocodile slotte.
Good eye, pumpkin spice.
Good eye, pumpkin spice.
Good eye, pumpkin spice.
Get a little cardigan on the Barbie.
Shrimp on the.
The biggest fall phenomenon in Australia. Is the Great Barrier Leaf.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, Carter got it. Carter got it. Now, because of that, I'm going to subscribe you to their email list.
Jokes?
No, please don't.
The word joke is loose, man. Like,
anything can be a joke if it makes you go, huh?
Yeah.
I said
the ideal reaction
leaf,
to a joke
though.
Is just being like,
I feel bad.
Oh.
The barrier leaf.
Oh.
I'm Carter, and with statistics like that, right here at the beginning of our episode, just locking in a win, whew, I'm about to make a name for myself.
We'll see. I feel like there's less consonants every week.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hell, my God.
There's way less.
Hell, my God.
Way less mouth movement every time. Eventually, it's just like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. We've already talked about it a touch here at the beginning. Pumpkin spice lattes, cardigans, shrimp on the Barbie, barrier reefs. What do you think of when the fall season rolls around? Just give me some.
What do
some
I think of
here.
When the fall season rolls around?
Football, obviously.
Obviously.
Right? Football for the boys.
Obviously, my boys.
Love a football.
On the gridiron.
Let's go birds kind of stuff. I definitely think of. I think of coffee, which is a year-round thing, but I just think of the smell of coffee in the fall.
There's certain warm things that get cozier in the fall season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind a work-from-home day. Work-from-home days are much better to me, I think, in the fall season.
Everything is. Summer sucks. Fall is relief. Fall is kindness.
Walks.
Touching my skin.
Again.
Sure.
Going outside, touching your skin. Fall for this podcast means spooky season. I think it does for a lot of people, but specifically for us, Chunktober is something we've had for a long time. We were just talking about it today for the first time of the year. Looking forward to that. Not totally sure yet what we want to do for Chunktober, but we know it will be there because we have to have that. We love horror movies, horror adjacent movies, really, around here. I think watching Romulus
Monsters
made me
Inc.
pumped more. Monsters, Inc.
Monsters
Romulus
vs.
made
aliens.
Me get a little pumped for Monster vs. Aliens, Monster-in-Law.
Little Monsters.
Monster-in-Law.
Real Monsters. I wanted to do something together.
The Monster Mash.
Called Synopsis Us. It's been a while since we've done this. Synopsis Us. We use the synopsis that is given to us by the Internet Movie Database, in which these boys will go back and forth and each have a word. I don't remember what the game was like in school. I remember in elementary school this was like a thing. It's not really telephone, but it's kind of bouncing back and forth.
I think you're just thinking of popcorn reading.
Just popcorn reading. Maybe that, like, but it wasn't a word at a time.
Yeah, I feel like there was some kind of game or something that was like everybody gets one word at a time.
I don't know.
Really?
To make a story.
Yeah.
I really think there was.
Was it Synopsis that we made here?
Oh, you're thinking maybe of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, yeah. That's probably it. I'm taking some random shots here at some classic Chunktober vibe movies that we have never reviewed. And maybe this will help be our compass as to the kind of movie that we might want to review. We're going to start with
The Human Centipede.
The Human Centipede. But, that's the first word is but. The second word is mouth. 1996.
Butt mouth.
Poop.
Credits.
Credits. 1996. Scream.
I love this movie.
I've never seen it.
Really?
Neither have I.
Dude. Oh,
so
my
Jordan
God.
Take the lead here.
It
but
is
we have,
so fun.
You can't guess now. Usually we would guess how many like names are here, but I don't think it's surprising to anyone that there are no names in Scream.
Okay. Jordan, you go first.
After the first one, there are, but like Scream 2 probably has names. Okay. And you know really nothing about this, which is great.
Correct. Maybe I should go first then.
I think you should.
When?
A. I know the movie, so.
but yeah, Jordan's batting 100%, 1,000 right now.
Woman.
Okay.
Is.
Scared.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, it's one sentence, by the way.
Okay.
One sentence.
Because.
There's.
A.
Scary.
Murderer.
On.
The
loose?
Sure. She. Sorry, comma, she.
Well, yeah, I got that comma for you.
Gotta.
The scream.
Out.
Oh. Thought that was loud.
Exclamation point.
When a woman is scared because there's a scary murderer on the loose, she gotta scream out.
Loud.
Loud.
Oh, loud. You said you thought it was loud. I didn't know you were... Gotcha. So exclamation point. But we're done.
That's it, yeah.
When a woman is scared because there's a scary murderer on the loose, she got to scream out loud. Here's the fun thing about synopsis. We're comparing our friend's synopsis with the one that was written on IMDb.
Is that fair to IMDb? Like knowing that we are going to be so much better than them? And this is like strictly a hobby thing for us?
Maybe. A year after the murder of her mother, a teenage girl is terrorized by a masked killer who targets her and her friends by using scary movies as part of a deadly game.
Yeah. Scream is like kind of not necessarily parody, but like kind of.
Aware of its place within the genre.
It's really cool. Especially, I think I've only seen the first one, but it's one of my favorite like slasher movies. It's a great time.
Let's watch it.
We should.
Speaking of slasher movies, 1978, Halloween.
Another one of my favorite slasher movies.
Fun one. This is fun.
Do we have some guesses at...
I think there's one name.
First and last, obviously.
Yeah, the guy who played Shrek.
We've said names. I mean, it can be like places too.
Are you asking about names or proper nouns?
I never remember what we want here.
Names.
I think names.
I like names. There's one.
Okay.
It's the love guru himself.
Jordan, do you have a guess as how many there are?
It's one. But there's I'll say one. Two for
yeah,
fun.
There's one. Yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah.
There's one. Those you get to start.
Hate to see it. Years.
After.
The.
I think I'm remembering that I don't remember the plot to Halloween anymore. After the murder feels safe.
We can eject from this clause at the beginning. We could just hit a comma and then power on through if you want to.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm realizing I don't remember the setup for Halloween.
I think I'm realizing I don't either because I started talking and it was like, he killed somebody in her life. Yeah. And
years
I was like, wait.
Was an insane way to start this.
Years after the blank of her blank is absolutely how the real synopsis starts. Can guarantee you.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
Years after the murder, comma, a
masked
killer
is
named
Mike
Cole.
My.
All right.
Yours. It's four words, Carter, each capitalized.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
And
he's
stabbing
and
chasing
and
stabbing, scaring
and chasing
and
scaring,
hunting
and
hiding.
Period.
Ooh-wee. All right. Autocorrect is like, do you mean ing? Years after the murder, a masked killer is named Mike Cole, my yours. And he's stabbing and chasing and scaring and hunting and hiding.
Yeah.
This is an all time.
That's true.
Love it is right. This one.
Correct.
Listen close. Actual synopsis. 15 years after murdering his sister on Halloween night of 1963, Michael Myers escapes from a mental hospital and returns to the small town of Haddonfield, Illinois, to kill again. Doge, you were right.
Yeah, nice.
That's a good one. I've got one more. There's a bit of a theme here. Let's do...
Is it Halloween movies?
Yes, you're very...
The scary one?
I think I picked up on that.
1974. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This one hits a little close to home.
Because I love chainsaws.
Because we love chainsaws.
And I hate to think that my favorite toy could be used for evil.
Three sentences.
Wow. A lot of sentences. One name.
Is now a good time to say I don't know anything about this movie?
Bro, never has... I mean, it's all in the title, my guy. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I've never seen it.
Okay, zero names.
There are zero names. Doze, you're first again.
Nice.
In...
West...
Philadelphia. I know what you're trying to do. Oh, I know. I'm such a good student.
Turn. Like in Western.
Culture.
There
are.
You got three sentences, by the way. Go ahead.
Boogeymen.
Oh.
With.
Evil.
Chainsaws, period.
This.
Start that next sentence.
This. Oh, go ahead,
sorry. Boogeyman.
Lives.
In.
I'm trying to, so there's no name, so I can't say Texas.
What? That's not a name.
That's a name.
No,
that's a proper dude, that's noun. A proper noun.
The place we live. The place we live.
Just went over this.
The place we live has a name, Doge. And it's Texas.
We just went over this.
So why didn't we say Haddonfield, Illinois?
Right.
Why didn't we say Halloween?
Right.
Texas.
We just went over this. Is that a period there?
Sure. Yeah. You tell me. You want the sentence to keep going? Or you want it to be done?
I don't like the energy you're bringing.
This boogeyman lives in Texas. We could say period. We could say and. We could say but. We could say therefore. Many options.
That's so true.
Thus.
Period.
Jordan, your word for our final sentence.
He's
chainsawing. Whole
bunch of
folks,
comma, starting
with
you.
And then like colon slash the face that's just kind of
I always think of it as the trying to make a change face. Do you remember that screenshot of the guy who set his
text signature
to trying to make a change with that like sideways face?
In Western culture, there are boogeymen with evil chainsaws. This boogeyman lives in Texas. He's chainsawing a whole bunch of folks, starting with you.
Wow, dude, I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm super scared.
Five friends head out to rural Texas to visit the grave of a grandfather.
Just any. Grandfather. Any grandpa.
On the way, they stumble across what appears to be a deserted house, only to discover something sinister within. Something armed with a chainsaw.
A boogeyman.
A boogeyman.
A boogeyman. He's on SNL now.
Yeah.
Boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
Michael Myers. Wait, that already happened. Mike Myers. The mask. The
singer.
Spooky mask. Scream.
Tracy Morgan.
The Xenomorph. Oh, that's fine.
Super Mario.
Okay.
Michael Che. The cadence with which
Michael
the announcer
Che.
Says Michael,
Michael
Che brings me great joy.
Fox. This releases on the 10th of September. Why am I looking up the date, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked.
I
want to know about
what's happening.
We're playing a Star Wars board.
Okay.
A star was born.
A famous baby.
A famous baby. A star was born. Okay. We're going to have some. Okay. This gentleman.
Baby.
If there.
Famous baby.
The guest host is an infant.
It's like peanut butter kid or something from TikTok.
A famous baby.
And musical guest.
Ice Spice.
And here's your host. A famous baby.
A famous baby.
Claps. Baby center stage. Just claps. Back to them.
Yeah. Oh, man. In A Star Was Born, we're using IMDb again. I will read to these gentlemen a birthday that will be celebrated on this very day. The age of this individual. And how many credits they have on IMDb. They have three random shots within the credit bucket to try and guess who this individual is. Our first individual is turning 56. 56 today. There's your first hint. Has 31 credits. Eight are upcoming.
Okay. Wow.
Eight
this
upcoming.
Person's popping 31. Off?
Popping off. We're not going to use any of the upcoming credits. Well, let's see.
So that's 23 credits we can use?
No.
No, he isn't.
No, we're not going to use any of the upcoming. So that means we have 23 credits that we're using. 23.
What say ye?
What about turning 56?
About like 20. A nice round, ain't he?
Operation Fortune.
Can honestly say I've never heard of this.
Ruse de Guerre.
Say it again.
Ruse de Guerre. Ruse de Guerre. It was like Operation Fortune, : Ruse de Guerre.
Rudy girl.
It's a rude girl.
Is this a French person? Do we know any French popping off?
Jean-Claude.
Upcoming.
I think he's got more than 31 credits, probably.
He's also definitely older than 56.
Yeah, that part's also true.
What do you think? What number do you think? What number credit do you think this person did that got them those eight upcoming projects?
Because that's really impressive. Simply has to be. Well, do we know this is an actor? Could this be like a director or something, or writer?
Think both? It could be Dennis?
I don't think so.
He's French.
It's true. Let's go 22. Let's see what 22 has for us.
The gentleman.
It's Guy Ritchie, right?
Is it?
It's a Guy Ritchie movie. Well, I'm not saying this is Guy Ritchie. I'm saying The Gentleman is a Guy Ritchie movie.
I'm saying, is it? I don't know.
I think so. Isn't that the one with like Charlie Hunnam and Matthew McConaughey and like a bunch of dudes doing stuff? You know, a bunch of dudes doing stuff.
Dudes doing stuff. Yeah, he does make those kind of movies.
That recent. That's like a couple years old, and that's his second most recent credit.
Two episodes of credit on this series.
Oh.
TV series, 2024 TV series.
Oh. Well, I don't know what it is then. Good job so far.
20s are not our friend.
No. 14?
14.
14.
14.
Okay, I'll give you the real 14. It's tough. It's a short.
Great.
Beats by Dre. Made Defiant. The mixtape.
This is likely a musician.
56 years old. And we believe them to be, or we know them to be French?
No, I was just saying the title of the first thing he said was French. So I was just asking if we knew any French people.
How old is Celine Dion?
Not a man.
Oh, this is a boy, huh?
Yeah. Makes it tough.
I'm even trying to dip into French Canada. Any of the Frenches.
I could tell with the Celine Dion poll.
Well, I didn't want you to think I was just like saying Celine Dion.
Sure, yeah.
Because I just love, like, she's always, basically I start every round of this game trying to prove to myself it's not Celine. And once I can cross Celine off my list, then I can start
trying to
think of people. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either. 50, what do we say, 56?
56. Who do we think is 56?
Who might just be 56?
Name a guy who's 56. Name any 56-year-old.
See, because my inclination is that this is a musician. But then I don't know. Because the Beats by Dre thing feels like it's like a promo where it's like, I use these, you know? Maybe it's just an ad, though?
Made Defiant.
Those credits that probably would have let you know how they have 8 upcoming. Credits 4 and 5.
Great. Mm. Helpful.
Mm-hmm. Thought I'd help for once on this.
Who's had a late in life explosion that would now be
due to an early project?
Doesn't have to be an early project. I'm saying like 4 and 5 to get them 8 upcoming have got to be one of these like franchise things. You know what I mean? Like who entered the MCU in their late 40s or something like that? Or like who got in Star Wars late?
That feels like a gut thing, right?
It's almost like it might be like a gut thing.
It's like when you use your gut, the things that happened after.
All right, here's a crazy thing to say. Someone who's had a late in life career, big renaissance, and now gets cast in a bunch of other stuff is Giancarlo Esposito. And I know that's a crazy thing to say.
No, he was my first thought originally.
But it's like he's in Marvel now. He's in Star Wars now. I don't know what he did before Gus Fring, but really probably at least nothing that I'm super familiar with.
If 4 and 5 are Breaking Bad and Community, then Carter could be making the argument that like the Russos from Community got him all these future projects and doing all these different things. Yeah, I'm comfortable with Giancarlo. It's the only guess I have too. So,
yeah.
Is 56 even old enough for him?
He might be older than that.
Let's go with it anyway.
Giancarlo Esposito. Giancarlo Esposito. I got nothing.
Yeah, same.
Credits 4 and 5 are Lock, Stock, and 2 Smoking Barrels and Snatch. It was Guy Ritchie. Happy 56.
Okay, dude.
Wow.
Guy Ritchie.
I was right there. He's younger than I thought.
Flirting with it. Do we want to look at, let's look up, somebody look up how old
he's Giancarlo 66. Is.
Wow.
Guy Ritchie has 8 upcoming projects?
Yeah, dude.
That's insane.
It's like some Disney stuff too. Hercules, another Aladdin movie.
Live action probably.
Yeah.
Don't do those anymore.
I don't want it.
Be done with them.
I see them.
I don't
be
want done with them.
Necessarily. The one that's actually good is live action Pete's Dragon. I will stand by that is a great movie. But the others,
I don't know that existed.
Don't do them anymore. Yeah, live action Pete's Dragon's good.
This gentleman is turning 64, born in 1960.
So just frame of reference, he's like a little bit younger than Giancarlo Esposito.
And about 8 years older than Guy Ritchie.
91 credits, 5 upcoming. We will only be using the credits that have already passed. So that means we're just doing 86 credits today. 86.
How does a nice crunchy 83 feel to you?
83 feels delicious.
It's like an 8 and then another 8 with some parts cut off.
It's like an 8.5 and 8.
Operation Mincemeat.
That's nothing. That's not real. How about a 77?
Sure.
The Command.
Okay.
This is an ad for a mobile game, guaranteed.
This has to be a voice actor, right? With this many credits? They've got to at least be doing some voice stuff. Not all, maybe, but some.
Yeah.
How many credits can we pull from?
86.
Oh, you know what? 86 would be uncredited, so we're not going to count that. Do you want 85?
Yep.
Sure, yeah.
Empire of Light. Do you ever feel like fall just gives you a little extra, you know? Mm. It's like, fall, you didn't have to do that.
Mm.
Fall season.
Okay, what kind of voice actor?
I'm
going to
give you one more credit. This is so wild. I'm going to give you one more credit. You just have, just take it. Don't be too proud. This is, those are awful guesses. I'm giving you one more.
60.
I was going to say 60. Let's do 60.
Here we go.
The King's Speech.
Jeffrey Rush is older than that, right?
Than his early 60s, he's got to be, yeah.
So is this Colin?
I could see it being Colin. What would he be uncredited in as a voice actor, though?
Show up as a voice in some random thing. I could see it.
Because I was thinking, like, Jeffrey would be a good guess for this if I thought he was the right age, because I could see him being uncredited in some kind of, like, Disney thing that used archival audio of Barbossa or something like that, you know?
Sure.
Like a Disney... What's the Disney cozy game? Dreamlight? Dreamlight Valley?
Yeah. Dream Drop Distance. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dream Star Dream Crossing New Horizons?
Dream.
He's got to be older than his early 60s, though.
I think it's Colin Firth.
Okay, Colin Firth. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Happy 64th, Colin Firth.
There we go.
Happy 61st. Yes.
Tell me what the uncredited one is.
It's a Hulu show that we've never heard of. Mm. And it's not voice acting, I don't think.
He's just there.
Some random Hulu show. He must just be himself. So they don't even do that as himself. He must know. He must have done a favor or something.
Maybe it's like a clip. Maybe there's a clip of him like on a TV or something in that show.
Yeah. Could just be that.
Could be.
One more star. One more star on this day. This gentleman will be turning 66.
Ah.
What's up with all these old people?
Good month to be in your 60s.
Old people, bro.
No women born today. That's why today feels so dark.
It does. We have 19 credits. 6 upcoming projects. We will not count them. So, 13 credits. Perhaps the lowest that we've had to pull from.
And they're 66.
How old is this person? 66?
66. 13 credits.
13. Give me their freshest work.
Lucky 13.
The Christmas Chronicles Part 2.
Is that the Kurt
Russell?
Russell one?
Yeah.
I've not seen the second one, and I've seen the first one in passing.
I've not seen the first one.
I've existed in a room where the first one played. But I would not say that I have watched it.
Ten.
Yeah.
Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The Lightning Thief.
Is that the OG one?
The movie or the show?
The movie.
As in the
2010.
That's a leap, dude. 3 credits just spanned 12 years?
Yeah. I bet 12.
10-year span.
I bet 12 is Christmas Chronicles 1.
Yeah. Don't waste our time on that.
Mm-mm. God, I don't know who's in the Percy Jackson movie.
I haven't seen it in so long.
When it came out, and then said, I don't think I'll do that again.
Same.
I've heard the show is pretty good.
I also have heard the show's good.
Is it out?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Season 1's already out. It's because you don't open Disney Plus.
I don't know.
Do you think we go early?
Yeah. I mean, it just feels
like 3, 4.
Yeah. Let's go 3.
3.
Home Alone.
Daniel Stern hasn't done that much.
I could see them getting him for Christmas Chronicles. I can't imagine Daniel Stern being in Percy Jackson.
Why?
Why would they get him for that?
Some weird background character, some character in the casino that's creepy and strange and acts funny. Why not?
Daniel Stern. Lock it in.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I mean, who else could it be, dude?
The dad from... See, doesn't it feel though... Hold on. Doesn't it feel like they would get a Christmas actor to be in Christmas Chronicles?
Right. That's why I think Daniel Stern is actually a great choice. Percy Jackson's the outlier for me, but like...
Sure.
Daniel Stern feels like the person to get from Home Alone if you're going to do a Christmas movie.
About the right age.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Let's go Daniel Stern.
Oh, Daniel Stern. Happy 66th birthday, Chris Columbus.
Oh,
our director.
Has he only directed 13 movies?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I feel like he's directed so many.
He took a lot of time off to sail the ocean blue.
Yeah.
First of all, I forget Columbus Day in October all the time.
Is Columbus Day in October? I'm not sure.
Is it in the fall? We don't celebrate that anymore.
It's October 14th.
Look at that. Wow. Anyways. There we go, dude. A star was born.
That's the hardest that game has ever been for me.
How old is Daniel Stern?
Y'all did real bad.
Yeah, no, it was bad.
But that's okay. That's fine.
He's 67.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, that was so great. Y'all were really creative there.
Dude, he has 78 credits, so...
He's been busy.
Bunch of stuff.
He's been busy.
Well, now that we failed so hard, let's go to shout announcements.
Yeah, spirits are so high.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we're so happy to be here.
Do y'all want me to just take shout announcements here? Y'all want to do a bit of a reset, some meditation after getting bamboozled by that game?
I actually do. I feel bad. My cat's making a lot of noise, so I'm gonna go check.
I'm gonna get a more coffee.
You just do shout announcements stuff by yourself.
Just trust me.
Just do it.
I can be disappointing at times, and maybe but I won't today.
Take a little bit to consider whether you did a good job or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, video is immediately off. It's me over here in the ads, Carter, by myself. I know this probably feels just so comfortable to y'all. We can say it out loud. I know Doge will at least hear it. They might both have their headphones on, but doesn't this feel right? It just feels good. I feel like I'm unfettered and have an immense amount of energy. Something else that's unfettered, something that just lets you run wild and free, is our Discord channel, our $5 tier over on Patreon. Highly recommend that. There's so much that unlocks. You've got the opportunity to come see movies with us every month. You can talk about your favorite literature, your favorite TV shows. There's even a sports channel, and it's fall. It's the fall sports season, so you know we're going to be talking some of that American football, dude. Can't wait for that. Also, with the upcoming season, we've got Chunktober, so be on the lookout for that. Are you going to get to vote? I don't know. We might just decide the masked killer things that we want to do, but maybe you will get to vote. And even to pay money to even have a chance to not do something, what a great investment. I wish I did more things like that with my money. Please listen to Imagine Dungeons. We are having so much fun over there. We're seeing awesome feedback, data-wise, and then also just hearing from y'all. And so Imagine Dungeons is that actual play podcast that we're doing with our good friends Vince and Mariah Kelly and our dungeon master, Gage, who's also a good friend, but he's also a dungeon master. We are about to episode release episode 7 tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. We are pretty much set through the end of this year. We've got so much more for you. A lot more action and just good time with our friends. But yeah, do that. Go review either of those podcasts, rate and review them. Definitely go give Two Chunks a rate and review if you haven't yet. It might be the point to where if you've been listening so long that you forget, like, did I? Maybe I didn't. You might find that you didn't. Or you got a new email and you can vote again. Go do that. That's a great idea. Do it twice. Go rate and review us. But that's it. Jordan's back. So energy's kind of down again. But I guess we'll head back to the show.
You had it backwards. I'm the one with the wireless headphones. Okay, you say, I know here. Doge will hear it. I don't know if Jordan will. And it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Doge. I have the wireless headphones.
Gotcha.
Thanks. So I heard every word. I heard all that mean stuff you said about Doge too. Let's go.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
We are in the hold of a ship belonging to the Blood Drunks. We are going to undergo quite a rigorous ordeal. We may be forced into a life outside the law, which I am not comfortable with.
Yeah, that was obvious.
I'm looking for some people to get along with and find myself a new place.
We actually are all captives, aren't we? Captives of our own demise. As for me, I've been a captive for a long time.
Well, you should know that you're interrupting me during my lunchtime. I was very honest about what I was selling, and it is on you to ask the questions that you want answers to.
So you're telling me that shiny baby and that big nerd have been taken by pirates? Draw me a map, Mama.
The captain said that I'd like you to join him for dinner.
Well, we wouldn't want to be rude.
Are you sure we want to do this?
I am not.
New episodes of Imagine Dungeons, an actual play D&D podcast, every Wednesday.
We're back. Surprise. Yet you weren't expecting it, but it's where we are.
We're with a popular baby.
A famous baby.
A famous baby.
Guys, we got a list today prepared to us by the good people of the top10s.com.
Is this the Christian one? The Christian website?
It is. It leans that way on certain lists.
Top 10 commandments.
The top 10 commandments from the Bible. I'm not sure that many of these lean super Christian. So we have, there's four options I'd like us to choose from. Okay. You tell me, what do you think you have the best shot at getting the most right in the top 10?
Four options.
We got the top 10 worst types of college professors. Top 10 things we learned in school that are now useless. Top 10 best animals in the world, or the top 10 best smells in the world? What do you think you can get the most correct on?
Smells or useless learning, easily.
Okay.
Well, I feel attuned to animals and smells, so it looks like our only
smells is the overlap. Smells is the overlap. Top 10 best smells in the world, prepared by user AussieDog12. Everyone has a scent that makes their taste buds tingle.
Oh, wait, what a giveaway. So it's taste only?
Nope. I would say actually.
Okay.
Actually, a lot of these are not taste.
That's great.
Are we working together on this? I don't remember.
We do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We are. I feel great about new car.
Okay.
I feel great about coffee.
Coffee was the first thing that came to mind, and popcorn was the other thing.
Popcorn, I feel great about fireplace.
Oh, like campfire maybe? Maybe we go campfire? Fire. Just fire?
We can say fire. That doesn't include like candle scents or anything because that's fire too.
That's true.
Where do we want? We both said coffee.
I think coffee is going to start somewhere.
We'll lock in coffee.
Coffee. Feels pretty classic.
Top 10.
Coffee is number 4.
Nice.
Yeah.
This user says, I always make my mom a coffee each morning. And in fact, I've drunk coffee even though I wasn't meant to because I was too young. Badass.
Canada or UK, I would imagine.
Cup.
Let's keep that in mind.
Poutine. Make some for my mom.
I made some coffee for my mom.
Make some coffee
mushy
for mom.
Mushy peas.
Was eating it, was drinking it when I was 16, when I wasn't supposed to.
Slowly morphing into the vulture from Jungle Book.
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do today?
What do you want to do today?
Let's get another guess, boys.
Something dead.
Just so we don't waste our time here, how much of these are food or beverages? How many of these? Never mind. I don't like that face. I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't think I should give you that. I think that's... a little bit.
Clean, like laundry?
Some. Some are food.
Am I? I'm not alone in that.
No, I like clean laundry.
In liking clean laundry?
Okay, well, we're out on the way he reacted to that.
No, I think he was reacting to you being like, I might be weird for this.
Now listen, guys, like I'm going to say something crazy. I like to wash my clothes.
No, stop. It's the whole thing is about scents.
Sure.
I'm just going to start randomly talking about how I like to be clean. No, it's the clean smell. I've been watching so much New Girl. I catch myself in the cadence of Schmidt every now and then. I'm like, no, ridiculous. I love the smell. Just shaking my head.
My chutneys.
Crazy. Trying to say.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Cookies. In the zeitgeist, new car smell. Okay, cookies.
I mean, chocolate chip cookies, right?
I don't think we should say chocolate chip. Okay. Can we say cookies and play it safe?
Yeah.
Cookies.
Cookies.
I'll lock that in.
Fresh cookies is number 19.
Whoa!
I'm sorry, guys. There's 18 smells that are just better than cookies.
Better.
Like think cookies, and then it's like, okay, it's easy. Like, what's the 18 things ahead of that?
There's going to be something new.
If
it's
going to
be new car
Jordan list,
or new shoes.
New baby. If this was a Jordan list.
Leather.
It would be sauteed peppers and onions. That smell that just like envelops your house when you're sauteing peppers and onions.
I saw a quote that it was on like a cooking thing I was reading, like a cooking blog or something. And it was a quote from a famous chef, and I wish I knew who it was, but their quote was, every night, start by sauteing onions and garlic and then decide what you're going to cook for dinner.
Mm.
It's like, just start that. Do that for everything. Start with that.
Yeah.
And then add your other flavors on top of it. Good advice.
We have a great lasagna recipe that you do in a skillet.
Ooh.
And it starts with oil, shallot, garlic, onion.
Yes.
And what a smell that is, my friends. Mm.
Dude, I love lasagna.
We're not talking enough about shallots, dude.
I like lasagna, but I don't. Bro. I think the older I get, the lower on my list of Italian pasta dishes lasagna shifts.
Lasagna has stayed at like number two or three for me.
This is so different. It is not layered. You're breaking the lasagna and just throwing it in.
Scrambled lasagna casserole.
It's melting. It's doing its thing. It's not melting. But it's al dente in there. It's awesome, dude. It's melty. You throw some plastic in there in the skillet.
You just have it through like a margarita tea straw.
I'm going to be a jerk to you for the rest of our lives if you don't let me say new car.
Yeah, no, I'm comfortable with new car.
Sorry. I'm not usually like ultimatum friend, but
I'm comfy with new car.
We're done. If you don't, okay, new car.
New car is strike two. It does not appear on the list, and this goes all the way down to 25.
Well, all the way to 25. All right.
We need to be thinking of the kinds of scents that high schoolers' mothers have in their home.
Y'all have gotten one right, and you have one more strike. This is shaping up to be, could be the worst performance of the top 10s.
Dude, I don't think we just whiffed a Star Wars. This is a bad game day.
It is a bad game day.
I don't think pizza does not stand out to me for its smell.
Pizza actually, I feel like, smells worse. The smell is a minus to the pizza experience. Yeah.
Taste good. Because I think with the pizza that I'm always thinking about is the one that's delivered in the cardboard box. But I'm also smelling the heat of the cardboard.
Pizza smells like hot cheese box.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell good. Unless you're at like a pizzeria.
Barbecue. I mean, something smoking, but
I think campfire feels like a pretty good
bet. I also realize all my answers are like Men's Digest. Leather, new car,
yeah,
barbecue.
I think we need to go for like lavender.
Oh.
You don't like,
we're
don't
straight
like
going into Bath and Body Works
lavender?
Here. Japanese cherry blossom. Sensual amber.
You don't like the smell of lavender exists.
I know, but it's not like nobody's going outside and their green thumbs are smelling the lavender that they grew. It's a candle or a bar of soap or something.
Sure.
Lavender.
This isn't the best naturally occurring scent that you can smell outside of your front door.
I know. You were getting onto me.
Still am.
I think it will be a majority unnatural.
Unnatural.
I mean, so far, the one we have right is coffee, which is natural.
Yeah. It'll be like apple.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried is that it's going to be like cinnamon.
Lavender. Oh, dude, cinnamon might be one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you guys out. I'm trying to help you guys out.
It's none of those.
In the course of this game that we've played, you have said two things that are on this list, and everything else you have said has not been on this list.
Well, it does feel like lavender is one of them, man.
You got one right, and then since then, you have said two things that are on this list, and everything else is not on this, like not even top 25.
Does it feel like this is the kind of list that's going to be like up its own ass enough to be like petrichor?
Maybe it'd be way different from anything that we've had from this website. New book. I love that smell, but that's not, I don't think that's going to be here.
Sure.
I love the smell of book in general. I love the smell of a library.
Could it be like,
smell.
Could it be like, can we zoom out? Is it like candle aisle?
Ooh, is it that broad?
That's what I'm saying.
It is not that broad.
These are
Hobby Lobby.
Smells. Hobby Lobby.
Specific smells.
Lavender is popular, dude. I see it a lot.
I'm not saying I think it's there, but I think that it's as likely to be there as anything else.
What are some other like basic scents? The thing that's tough with me is with a scent, it's like a paint color that they all seem so specific and out there.
Yeah.
Are we going to have to say Midnight Sun?
No, he's not going to make us do that. Okay.
No,
he's not going to be like, lavender's not there. It's actually springtime lavender, you idiots.
No, there's no like,
rose.
There's no like candle names on here. It's not going to be like moonlight quartz or something.
Roses qualifies for things you get your mom. It can be a scent in a lot of stuff.
I think roses and not on the top 25.
Because they really smell like woo-woo.
Yeah. If you lean a little bit closer, you'll find that roses really smell like poo-poo.
Yeah. Guys, but when you think about it, she got a hottie body, but her attitude is potty. When I met her at the party, she was hardly acting naughty.
I'm not going to make y'all guess this, but number 22 is KFC.
See, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we need to be changing up our approach.
The comment says, smells great, even though I'm vegetarian.
Dude.
I can taste that crispy drumstick now.
Dude, I think it's like garlic or like garlic bread or popcorn, like some one of those things.
Okay.
How do we feel about popcorn? Do we think there's any chance that popcorn is there?
Popcorn's great, dude. Popcorn's such a recognizable smell.
Number 16.
It's great for us because popcorn equals movie for me. Sure. You know, popcorn's with an event. So event smells are big. Doge is encouraging us. Maybe popcorn's one of them.
Feels equally as likely as anything else we said. I think popcorn, let's lavender, leather is a good one too.
I do like leather. Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Let's do popcorn.
Lock it in. End our misery.
Popcorn is number 12.
Great. Read the list.
I don't even like the taste of popcorn much, but I'll pop a whole bowl just to get a whiff of that buttery scent. Mmm.
Oh, silver
spoon. I don't think that's true. There's no way that's true. Number one.
Bread.
Number one, fresh air.
Shut up.
Especially crisp in autumn. After 3 months of summer, you forget what crisp air smells and feels like. Number two, guys.
That's not even a thing.
The smell of fresh air? Sure it is. Number two.
Well, yeah, but like that's not a singular scent. Air smells like whatever's around you.
Number two is vanilla.
Just keep going.
Number three, barbecue.
Oh, nice.
You said it. Man, the smell of barbecue. There should be a Hugo Boss aftershave called barbecue.
Ew.
Just slap some sweet baby Rays on your cheeks.
You want to eat my face?
Number four is coffee. Number five, bacon.
Of course.
Oh, duh.
When you smell it, your mind blanks out. You just think about how good it will be to put that stuff in your mouth. It is really good.
It is.
Number six, rain.
I do like the smell of rain.
Number seven,
sweet summer rain.
Number seven is campfires. You said it. Number eight, fresh petrol.
Would you have counted
That's a crazy thing to put on this list. Number eight, the eighth best smell in the world is gasoline.
Would you have counted petrichor,
you know,
as
just
rain?
Dip it in the,
yes.
You dip okay. it in the car a little bit. You get a little squirt from the Chevron and just hold it up to your nose, take a big whiff.
It smells like city life, like comfort and safety.
Ew.
Sometimes construction smells like it, which is why I always end up stopping and sniffing the air like some dog after a bone.
What about construction and city life makes things feel safe to you?
The other reason is that it smells poisonous, but isn't really, so there's the chance of reveling in danger.
No. It's definitely not good. Do not be sniffing petrol.
I mean, I like the smell of gasoline. Gas.
Yeah, I like the smell of gas, but like it's not like
top 20.
Number nine.
It can be bad.
Number nine.
Sharpies. Number nine is Sharpie markers.
Number nine is melted chocolate.
That's stupid.
Why don't
I
you just
argue
say chocolate?
That that's the smell of chocolate chip cookies, but
chocolate chip cookies are specifically on this list, way down at the bottom. And then number 10, freshly cut grass.
All right, I get that.
This was in fact one of the smells that Hermione loved the most from the love potion in Half-Blood Prince. I just love it, especially after the rain. Guys, you don't know anything about smells.
That's true.
I can't be the first person to tell you this. I hope you knew this before now. Y'all don't know anything about smells.
That's true.
I think it's healthy. It's better to get it out there and talk about it with people that care about me.
Yeah.
I agree. So thanks for that.
Thank you guys for coming. I think we're going to go around the circle and just talk to you guys now a little bit about how the fact that you don't know anything about smells is affecting our life too.
Don't forget to listen to Imagine Dragons. Nope.
Nope.
Don't forget to listen. Don't forget to listen to Imagine Dungeons, our actual play podcast, D&D style, with our friends. They are amazing and they make the show so good. Please, please check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to rate and review Imagine Dungeons. Don't forget to rate and review us. Get on the Discord, chat with us, tune in every week. We got plenty more Two Chunks coming at you. Two Chunks forever. It'll never die. To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and what our personal favorite smell is. For Two Chunks and a Hunk, I'm Jordan. I feel it would be dishonest to not say that it's the like peppers and onions cooking, but since we already talked about that, I'm going to pivot, I think. And
are we going natural smells or perhaps man-made or enhanced?
Smells, just smells. Favorite thing to smell.
You know, women can make those smells too.
Wow, Doge.
Yeah, a human made kind of thing.
I think for me, I really love the smell of like, I'm not a huge cider person. Like, I'm not enormous on like a hot cider or like wassail or like any of that kind of stuff. But when you have the cider with the cinnamon and the apples and the clove and all that stuff going and it's cold outside,
like,
and you come
spiced.
In. Yeah. That's something about that smell just makes me feel safe.
That's good. That's a awesome. Good smell.
That's very good.
Oh man. This is hard. My favorite smell. I haven't thought about it a lot. I am Doge. Mm. And there is I am my favorite smell. There is a hotel in Dallas, in downtown Dallas, called the Adolphus Hotel. And they have like a signature smell. You can buy their candle on their website and it's crazy expensive. It's wild. Target has one that smells kind of like it, but it's like almost like musty, smoky. There's like tobacco. On the website, it says hints of tobacco, immortelle, like and crimson rose. Like it very,
wow.
It just is like kind of like, I don't know. It smells like musty, like a study. I don't know. It's great smell.
Like welcoming wealthy.
Yes.
I love that smell.
It's a good smell.
I'm Carter and my smell is tied to an event. There's one specifically I have, but I think you can get this a lot of other places. But when you're walking into something that has multiple food smells, and I think it has a touch of the crisp air that we're talking about, but the State Fair is a great smell.
That's a good smell
to me.
Yeah.
This is the second week in a row we've talked about the State Fair at the end of our episode.
Yeah. And it's not, I also understand that there's some places where it smells like livestock. That's not what I'm talking about. Not going into the petting zoo to smell that.
Also, some places where it smells like pee-pee.
Sometimes it smells like pee-pee. But when you're standing in the center of, like, you got Fletcher's on your left, a bunch of
Fletcher's
stuff
on
that
your
awards
right.
on your right, Fletcher's on your right, smell of the air, maybe it's 75 degrees.
I'm telling you, dude.
I love that smell.
That $5.
You can also get this at, like, tailgating.
Sure.
Like that smell.
Just outdoor grill and fried things. Yeah.
Yep. Multiple.
That
$5 outdoor grill fry.
Definitely not Lone Star. And in my right hand, a Fletcher's in my left. And I'm just walking through with no plan. Just looking at the games.
I will add to that the warm beer, the warmish beer.
Dude, I feel like it's usually pretty cold.
And I know some kind of fried weird thing on the horizon. After I finish this corn dog, I'm going to have some kind of weird like Oreo or like here's a fried Kit Kat or like something weird.
There's something about getting older and knowing that you can't. There was at first a sadness to that I can't just eat so much. Mm-hmm. Right? I can, but it'll be days of misery.
Right.
But then there's a fun thing about like being really smart about it and being like, you know what? I like the research. Like I like being like, these are my two. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, if you get this, that means we got a bite of this as well.
But
I'm always down to try that thing.
To not
I lean
do
savory
the Oreo.
On fried.
The fried is Oreo is just such, like they really nailed it with that one. And I feel like it's tough to not do that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Well,
Fletcher's.
Good there you Lord. Go. There and you that's go. A podcast.
That's it. That meets the legal requirements as set forth by the courts of the state of Texas. And so we're going to end our time.